Online Podcast, April 14th, 2005.
Lazy Podcast again, everybody. Welcome, welcome. I am, doing another lazy podcast slash sound seeing tour, whatever. Hope you can hear me okay. I hate this sweater. Wait, let me stick this microphone up a little. Hope it's not too noisy for you. Okay, it is April 13th. Wednesday. I have a few things I want to tell you just off the top of my head. I dropped my iPod the other day on a slate tile floor. It just smashed from my waist because I have it on my waist, and I slipped when I took it off the little clipper thingy, and it slipped and it fell on the floor. And I have a hard case on. Good gosh. I have the hard case on, and I kind of cracked the bottom part of the case, of the holder, but I super glue it back today, and it works perfectly, and I'm so happy about it. Anyway, and my iPod's great too. It's working. What do I need? Do I need my headphone? I probably do. Now, I have, if you haven't realized, I'm Madge Weinstein has added me. Oh, my cord on my sweater is like poking the microphone. Madge Weinstein has added me onto her category that she is maintaining, which is the gay and lesbian category. And so I'm also on there besides, but nobody's linked from there to my show yet so far. Everyone seems to be only coming from language area. Because I'm the only Chinese podcast on there. And I've been using more English than ever. English, my so-called English. Oh, I thought somebody's coming in, that scares me. This weird spot. It's like bathtub for senior citizen or something. It's called Premier. And there's a door so you don't have to step into it. Wouldn't it leak? Oh, that's kind of weird. If you haven't heard, you haven't seen it, it's called Premier. Well, anyway, I need to go eat. I'm hungry. I'm going to go to a Chinese restaurant. I'm going to try to sneak my microphone in without getting into too much trouble. So I'm going to go now. Do I have everything? Yeah. So, oh my gosh, my cable's coming out. Okay, my microphone is so brightly. That stupid Radio Shack connector is gold. I was looking for a black one, but anyway, I'm going to go now. I'm not going to talk until I get into my car, and I'll tell you about my own language. Okay, I'm in my car now. I'm safe. Safe. So you guys, I have found Let me tell you about my language first. Well, maybe I should tell you about my language later. I don't know. I've been possessed by Madge Weinstein. Oh, somebody's coming in. Who's driving this big car? Oh, it's Craig's car. Anyway, there's a pilot. A Honda Pilot. Okay, I'm on my way to work. On my way to go have lunch. So, okay, the story is, what was I going to tell you about? I was going to tell you about my new hosting service that I got. And, about donation also. Okay, there's a few things that I want to address in today's show. Oh, I can't see left side. Okay. So first of all, I have I've been thinking about, as the show is getting a little bit more popular, and like I said, it's such a It's such a narrow cast. You know, my target audience is probably going to be small because I'll be using multiple languages, and I don't know. I find myself in using English more because I don't want to keep people out. But still, every once in a while, I'll still need to use my own Hokkien and maybe Cantonese and maybe Mandarin or even Malay. Because, oh yeah, Malay. Chris asked me to speak a few Malay. He said he likes to listen to Malay words. Or Malay conversations. Anyway, oh, tangent. So, what was I saying? And I'm sorry about the noise, too. Where was that? Okay, yeah, so I have found this other service called Libsyn, recommended by Wanda Wisdom from Lucky Bitch Radio. And because I was just looking around and trying to find a hosting place, hosting server or whatever, to host my files, because it's just, when you're doing a normal website, you don't really generate a lot of traffic you generate a lot of traffic, but the bandwidth is not really an issue. The storage space is not an issue because most stuff on the web are not that big. But right after I started podcasting, as you know, one file is averagely about 20 gigs. So, 20 meg. So it does add up really quickly. And so I'm still talking to a few people and found out that the better service is actually by Libsyn. It's a new hosting service that is provided specifically for podcasters, meaning they have this different business structure that you you don't really pay for your bandwidth or space for your storage in a traditional sense. Oh, I couldn't turn right. Oh, how do I get there now? There's a road construction that I usually take that road and turn right into the restaurant. Now I'm like being detoured away. I'm gonna have to use some internal street. Okay, I'll turn in here. Talking about tangent. So I'm taking a different way. Oh, Jesus. So what was I gonna say? So I found this website called Libsyn. It's Libsyn's so funny. Libsyn sounds like a housing development in Malaysia, in Penang, where I grew up, called Libsyn Garden, Libsyn Garden. Oh Jesus! But of course, that's spelled, I think, Libsyn. This one is Libsyn, short for Liberated Syndications, I think. Liberated Syndications. Oh gosh, I'm gonna have to make a left turn. Oh, it's okay, there's no traffic coming. So I found the service, and I find it really, really helpful for podcasters especially. And so I've been really enjoying their service, and so I really like that service. And I'm gonna be with them for a while until I find the next best thing. This one is in fact more than what I expect to find on the whole hosting server services. So many cars. Too many. Okay, I'm gonna go into the restaurant now. So I'm going to continue telling you about, I think I'm pretty much done with the hosting story, but I just want to talk to you about donations. So I'm going to leave the microphone on, but I'm going to get into the restaurant, get situated, and then I probably won't talk because that would sound stupid and there's a lot of people in the restaurant. But I just want to at least let you hear the atmosphere in the restaurant. And then we'll continue after I eat. You don't want to hear me eat anyway.
喝点水是吧？好，谢谢。
Nobody's right next to me, so I can whisper. Oh, yummy. It's a buffet restaurant. Oh, what was that? Sounded like a wolf. Bones.
What's playing? Anyway, I'm gonna stop now. I'm gonna pause for a while, and then we'll come back to it. I started recording because the music has this wolf howling, and it's really weird. Okay, I'm being silly, and I'm using my microphone to pretend like I'm talking on the microphone. Do you hear that wolf howling in the music? Well, I hope you can hear me. Hello? I hope you can hear me. I hope you can hear the music. Okay. I always laugh at the people who pretend like they're talking on the phone while they're doing a podcast, and I'm actually doing it right now. I don't even dare to speak loudly. Oy. Anyway, just pay attention to the music. I hear wolf howling. It's really strange. Sorry, I'm chewing. Okay, that's enough. Choking. Smoked ham. You know, when we see cute guys, like it's from some place, and then like in a restaurant, then when they come out, they start smoking. We call those smoked ham. Like ham as in. Sorry, button noise. Ham as in nice piece of meat. Anyway, that guy's looking at me, that smoke turn's looking at me, talking to myself. I don't care. I thought I would like maybe drive to a place where I can actually have a bit of time. about 20 more minutes at lunch, and so I thought I would probably try to drive somewhere where I can actually stop my car and actually park somewhere and talk to you before I die. So it was fun in the restaurant. I wish I could talk. I'm turning in this way. I don't really know where I'm going, but I'm just trying to find a spot where it's like a park or something. I thought there is one somewhere around in here. Maybe not. Anyway, I might just drive slowly and just talk. So in the restaurant, there were more people talking than I expected, because there's this little girl, probably one of the owner's relatives or something, I don't know. She was talking, so maybe you can hear some of that. All houses, there's no park or anything here. Oh, that's this radio station. Maybe I should just go knock on the radio station people and say, "Hey, do you want to be on my show? WDFKUDL, KMBZ, KYYS, KQRC, KRBZ, KCSP, and KXTR. Those are all the radio stations that I just saw. It is, what is it called? It's a Entercom. That's the name of the radio station, the corporate who owns the radio station. Here's a little schoolyard, not exactly a park. Excuse me, my Chinese food talked back. I've never been here, where am I? Oh, here's a little park. Oh, it's a church park. I guess I could have gone. Never mind. It's too sunny anyway. My car is vibrating. That's what you're hearing right now. My car is getting old. I talked about that before. I wanted to get a Prius, but I can't afford it. So, let's get back on track. I was talking about Libsyn earlier, and I went with their service, the monthly service. So it's not a lot of money, but it's every month I have to, you know, pay extra to do, to, you know, put my stuff on somewhere, you know, so that people can download it. And what I find is that if there's, you know, I just have to be careful because I'm not rich, you know. I have to be careful, and I really like doing what I'm doing, and I've already mentioned that same thing on my blog. If you haven't been there yet, you should go to online.johnong.com and go read the blog that I posted, I think, on the 12th, April 12th. About whether or not I should put a donation button link on my site, and whether or not that's going to be, you know, corny or of poor taste if I were to put a link on my website for you to donate money if you choose to. I mean, I am not to the point where I cannot support what I'm doing. I can still do that, but I do realize that, you know, every time I want to do something cool, it costs money, and so I thought maybe if I'm sorry about that little noise that I always get from my car, because my car is cheap and it's old. It's not really old, but it's an older car. 1999. 19 Tao Yu Din, that's what some of us say in Chinese. 19 Tao Yu Din. Tao Yu Din is a kerosene can. Tao Yu Din. 19 Tao Yu Din. So I'm turning back to my office. Why am I telling you what I'm doing? I should just be talking. I want to find a park that I can park and talk. There's no park here. So, you know, it costs money, and therefore, I think it would actually help me out a little bit if there are people out there who wants to donate. I'm not necessarily asking you to donate for me to help the show going. It will definitely lighten my burden a little bit financially to keep my shows and allowing me to purchase my equipment that I think would give you a better sound seeing tour. That is the binaural microphone that I've been thinking about. I'm still toying about it. I want to have that idea brew in my head a little bit longer before I actually go out and buy it. Because it's going to cost me about $80. I said $70, but $70 does not include the windscreen. The whatever you call it. Yeah, windscreen. And that is probably going to be a problem if especially if I'm outdoor. And if I don't have a windscreen, you're going to get all this wind noise. Do I really have time to go to the park? No, I don't. But I want to finish the show though. Let's go to the park. Let's go to the park. There's always people walking here on the intersection of this KU Medical Center. So many cars, so many people on the street. So I'll keep talking since I'm now just now in front of my office, but I'm not coming back yet. I'm gonna go take a few minutes longer of a lunch break. Jesus. Oh, that's my boss. My boss is on my left in his car. Now I'm driving toward the park. This is turning into a sound-seeing tour. It's not. It's just a lazy podcast, like I always call it. It's not a sound-seeing tour, it's a lazy podcast. Because I'm too lazy to sit down myself. I really don't have time, frankly. I'm not just lazy. I'm lazy and I don't have time. So I'm turning into Wyoming, the street that would allow me, oh, I hope. Car behind me, don't be pissed. Oh, come on. I've never been to this park before. I always drive by it. And it always looked pretty nice and shady. And so I'm going to try to go there. I'm here sort of at the park. Kind of, sort of. Where am I going? Oh, there's a car behind me. Jesus. I'm making a big loop back to wherever. Some people's home. I don't know where I am right now. Hot. Claus is here.
Whoa.
I'm gonna have to come here with Bruce. Wow. So I'm gonna stop whining about it. Okay. I would like to hear from you. Maybe I should just do it. If you don't like it, let me know, and I will definitely take it off. Now, if you like it, then go ahead and pay. I mean, no, if you have no problem with it, it's all right. But if you feel like it's, you know, ugh, you're so turned off by me having a donate link or even mentioning if you'd like to donate for the show, you can go to such and such to my webpage to, donate for the show. Then you email me and let me know about it. My email is online@gmail.com. And you can also find the email link from my page, my blog, which is online.johnong.com. Or you can call my comment line and actually leave me a message about your thought. And am I really thinking too hard about it? Will people not care? Okay, thank you very much. And until next time, go check out my blog also. And just send me a feedback about my whole donation thinking too hard thing at online.johnong.com. Bye-bye.
Online pot pie.